Currently, we have 30 degrees in Danville and Roanoke, 29 in Salem, 29 in Bedford, 28 in Amherst, and 27 in Lynchburg.
So it sounds like almost that the temperatures are kind of going the other direction. Looked like we were going to be pretty darn cold there, but it's moving in the right direction.
Well, hopefully.
I might be able to have those windows open while I'm working on the new laminate floor over the holiday weekend.
I was extra snuggly with Dallas last night.
Okay.
I was like, come on up here, big boy. Although it's bad because then at some point he's like, too hot. He doesn't appreciate my body warmth as much as I appreciate his. Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Okay.
That's just got to deal with it.
So I'm going to look up, while you're reading, a couple of our people went nuts over the Watergate
salad. I know. It's funny. It's funny to me how many people are talking about the Watergate salad.
Okay.
Because they remember.
Waldorf salad.
Oh, is that what you call
That's
it?
That's what they called it.
At your house?
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. Waldorf salad is what
we never called it. Waldorf salad.
Yeah, I don't know why I remember it that way, but let me.
No. Waldorf salad isn't the same thing. Waldorf salad is.
No, you're right.
That's not fluffy. That's like a fruit salad.
Okay, it was called something else.
Nobody wants that.
It wasn't called Watergate.
It was called Watergate.
Well, okay, but okay. Maybe they. Here, eat this, Mark. You're going to like it.
Okay.
I didn't even bother to ask what it was, because you use like a lime. It has a lime taste to it?
Nope.
Okay. What kind of taste
That's
is it?
The green salad, the green Christmas salad that Mom made. She made that with lime Jell-O, and
okay.
It had cream cheese in it.
Right.
And it had pecans, and it had pineapple.
So
similar, but it was more, you would cut that into squares.
So what does this taste like then?
It's fluffy.
Right.
It's more like your pink fluff.
The pink fluff,
but
okay.
But it's pistachios centric. You would like it, trust me. You would I don't even think Waldorf salad has marshmallows in it.
Well, no, it's I got it wrong. Waldorf, I flipped it over. I got that wrong.
Okay.
Got that wrong, because that actually has lettuce in it, and I've had that too.
But now I have friends that it's the running joke. The lime Jell-O is
right.
The lime Jell-O salad is a running joke, like because they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time it shows up on the table, they're just cracking up.
Oh, okay.
But to me, it wouldn't be Christmas without one of those.
Well, you know, as a guy, again, you just sit, you show up at the table. The ladies are in the background making this whole thing happen, you know, as far as all
so
the great.
So did you see the picture of the Watergate salad?
Let me see.
This is the Watergate.
Yeah, I brought it
okay.
up.
Okay, all right.
Up. That's why I thought it was Waldorf, what we called Waldorf. And then I flipped over to see what Waldorf is, and I said, no.
That's not the same thing.
Apparently, I've had this in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Randy said, your diet is healthy if you eat different colors. And I said, all in one Watergate salad. He said, same with my mom. The salad never included lettuce. They called a lot of things a salad back in the day that really wasn't a salad.
Interesting.
All right.
866-916-3776 if you have a Black Friday story and or you want to talk about Watergate salad.
Whatever salad your mom made wasn't a salad.
You got a bunch of hits from people saying, oh,
really
I love Watergate. You know, it's funny what
you remember.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you another salad that I've thought about making on Thursday that was, it's not that popular anymore, but it's like the layer salad, the seven layer salads, where you see the lettuce and you see the tomato and you see like the, it's got peas in it and
okay.
It's got the,
yeah.
The egg. I love that thing too.
Yeah.
But probably my kids would be going, what is this? What are you doing, Mom?
This is the Ruby Tuesday salad bar made in layers.
Made in layers. There you go. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Well, here's a story that's not nearly as pleasant to recall.
No. Okay.
The new Black Panthers,
right?
BLM 757 and Judah Armed Forces organized a march that featured a dummy corpse inside a coffin.
Oh boy.
They gathered outside the courthouse in the Ahmaud Arbery case and they issued a warning
okay.
there. Black armed militias rallied outside the Georgia courthouse yesterday, where three white men are on trial for the fatal shooting of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery, an unarmed black man, and a new Black Panther leader issued this warning, quote, "Y'all are in serious trouble because the wrath of karma is coming on America," said the man who identified himself as the supreme commander of the new Black Panther militia. "We're not taking it no more." As prosecutors and defense lawyers deliver their closing statements, dozens of members of BLM 757, that's new to me. What does that mean?
I've never, 750, I don't know.
Lion of Judah Armed Forces and the new Black Panther Party marched outside of the Glynn County Courthouse.
Right.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has called this new Black Panther Party racist and anti-Semite organization whose leaders have encouraged violence against whites, Jews, and law enforcement.
And let me stay right here, because the Southern Poverty, you know, organization hasn't always aligned themselves with folks I would agree with, but I give them props right there
for making that statement. Yeah.
Because they even recognize that these guys are dangerous. You know, and so here again, that's why we have Come to the Table Tuesday. If we don't come to the table and start talking, we're going to start shooting at each other.
And the thing about it is, this young man, this Arbery, has a reputation for stealing and using the whole, you know, jogging. But that still doesn't mean you can hunt him down and shoot him.
Exactly.
You can't do that.
Right.
That is wrong, and it's always going to be wrong.
Right.
You can't. It's one thing if he was coming after them and trying to hurt them.
Sure.
But he wasn't.
Right.
They're not going to come. This is not going to be another Rittenhouse.
No.
Or at least it better not be.
Right. Yeah. Or we are going to have real riots.
Well, and I'm not saying rightfully so, but none of us should stand by and say that that's okay.
No.
I'm not saying that he was a Sunday school teacher.
Right.
But it's not like he was.
You can replace materials on a job site, because one of the videos that they keep showing is him walking around, because there was a camera inside of a house that's being built. So you got the framed interior walls. They're just 2x4s. And he's looking around at materials stacked up. He didn't steal any at that point, whether he did or not. You arrest the guy. You don't shoot him and hunt him down. And that's just, we're asking for trouble. I'm telling you. We're asking for trouble, and there better be, I think, justice done in this case, or I'm not saying that it would be legitimate for them to act out. You've got to let the process work out. But if we don't do something.
But this is a very strange dynamic, because you have instead of just letting it take its course, they're out there, you know, bullying, and then they're going to take credit for it going the right way because they were obnoxious, and that's not cool either.
Sure.
The one man, the president of BLM 757, told Fox News, "The message is we won't tolerate black and browns being murdered anymore, and we will pull up anywhere in the nation." You shouldn't tolerate any person being shot that shouldn't be, you know?
Yeah.
But you also need to make sure that you're not breaking the law.
Sure.
If you're where you're supposed to be doing what you're supposed to be doing, most of the time, this stuff isn't going to come your way.
Right. Yeah.
He said the groups have a shared goal of self-defense for black people. Our long-term plan is to arm our entire community with responsible gun ownership.
Mm-hmm.
We will be holding classes in the future. We'll be setting up workshops in all 50 states.
Right.
When asked how the groups would respond to a non-guilty verdict, which I don't think will happen, he said no comment.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at, since you brought it up, I'm looking at this rally that was held. Apparently it was streamed on YouTube, so it was about a 15-minute video out there. I don't know what they say, so we maybe during the break we'll be able to hear some of it, because they could be dropping F-bombs.
You don't want to do that.
Put that.
The defense told jurors that the McMichaels suspected Arbery of having committed a crime and were trying to detain him until police arrived. No. No, yeah. No, no.
Right. You call it in.
You call it in.
Mm-hmm.
Travis McMichael opened fired, he says, only after Aubrey attacked him and grabbed his shotgun. He testified last week. That's still not going to fly.
Right.
I just don't think it's going to, I don't think that's going to work.
Mm-hmm. No. Nope.
We'll see.
Yeah. Hey, we got Alan on the line. We're going to take this call before we go into break. Good morning.
Hey, guys. I was hey, you happy Thanksgiving. And
you too.
Hey, what if we, these three guys that killed Ahmad, maybe we could get John Dutton and Rip to take them out to the, you know, to
the train station
there in Wyoming.
Yeah, take them to the train station.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe Casey could go along too, but, you know, just put him in the Dodge Ram, throw him in the back of the truck.
Yeah, well.
And, you know, have some Yellowstone justice. You know, maybe that's what we need in this country more of. And then we wouldn't have as much problems around anymore. But,
yeah.
You know, I do think those guys shouldn't have. That's ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
And they ought to go to jail for the rest of their life and be put under the jail, you know, just like this guy that mowed over the
Oh,
the
my
people.
Gosh.
I
yeah.
mean, why was this guy out in the first place? People keep bringing up a bail thing. He shouldn't
right.
have even been in bail. He should have been put in jail 20 years ago.
Right. Yeah, we've got some, I've got some audio we'll play later. Of Dr. Judge Janine, and she's up on this stuff. I know she can get a little squirrely at times, but she understands
her,
the law.
I saw her last night on Tucker.
Yeah.
I think she was on Tucker last night, too. But,
yeah.
But, the new James Bond villain, Dr. Fauci. Need to watch it.
Okay.
Dr. Fauci, he even has a Wuhan lab.
Okay.
Wow. That's true.
He could be the next villain. It just all depends on. And by the way,
he is. He is a villain in the new James Bond. The guy that's Rami Malek is playing Dr. Fauci.
Oh,
in the
okay.
New
I
James
see.
Bond movie.
Yeah, yeah. I get what you're saying. I just saw the movie just this past Friday. Thanks for calling in, Alan. Have a good Thanksgiving. You know, I did see the movie. I'm just wondering now. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody. It's been in the news, but there could be a female James Bond next go around there.
Boo.
I don't know. You know, a 007. Let me get that part straight. Because there were two 007s kind of running at the same time during the movie.
Well, I mean.
Spoiler alert.
So I will say,
mm-hmm.
I'm completely fine with having a female, you know, spy.
Yeah. Oh,
but,
yeah, but definitely.
But not James. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be Bond.
Right.
They can have another name.
Sure.
But not Bond. I mean, like, until The Equalizer started getting all political,
right.
I really enjoyed the Equalizer.
Yeah, we watched last week's episode
mm-hmm.
last night.
Yeah, did you enjoy that?
I did, because I get the reference that you talked about. As a matter of fact, I told Kara, watch out, there is a reference, and we're going to see
More
where
than
that
one.
Goes.
Yeah.
And it only stuck around for that episode, thankfully, because if they're going to go down the political road, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
So yeah. I didn't even watch the next one
yeah.
just because it
well,
really.
Well, we did just to
really,
see what would happen.
Did they kind of leave it be?
Yeah, they
after
let it
that?
Be. Yeah,
okay.
They did.
So, but I have no problem
right.
with that. I mean, mm-hmm. that character was the Denzel Washington character.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
But that was a more generic term. I think,
yes.
And I think Queen Latifah does a good job.
Oh, she does. Yeah, she's good. She can smack them around. And I tell you what, last night's episode, her little Asian friend.
Oh yeah,
who's the sniper?
The sniper.
Oh my gosh, she's got some heavy duty kicks going on this weekend's episode that we watched yesterday. Anyway, all right, let's go to break. We do have a guest we'll have in our studio here in just a little bit. Gwen Wilson. She's going to come in and talk about the company she represents, and they're going to come alongside of us in the future and help us with the Come to the Table Tuesdays.
Have you sent yours in yet? Have you sent in your entry? We're going to be drawing for that next hour, 434-248-0704. Send us your name, where you work, and how many people that you want to treat to lunch, up to 10, and we'll get you taken care of, 434-248-0704.
721.
You put it on your toast and on the radio at daybreak. The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. We are The Morning Jam.
7:24 in The Morning Jam. Mark Lamb here along with Janet Rose. We'll bring Gwen Wilson in just a little bit to talk about what she's doing to help seniors relocate during maybe sometimes, Janet, a difficult time of transition. So we've been talking about our Black Friday circumstances. Maybe we'll ask Gwen, now that she's in the studio listening to what we're talking about, if she has maybe a funny Black Friday story. But also talking about some of these crazy trials that have been out there. And
something else that we're finally getting some more information on is that jail uprising that took place in August. You remember that?
Yeah, the one in Lynchburg. Yeah.
And so for months, people have been trying to figure out how on earth did this happen?
Right.
How did we get to this point? Mm-hmm. The Lynchburg Adult Detention Center is right across the street from the police department. And they say that makes the jail one of the safest places in the city, but also one of the most dangerous. Those charged with crimes ranging from stealing to armed robbery and even murder are under lock and key there. And even though they're thoroughly searched, they're given a shower, they're given jumpsuits and various clothing. They say the cameras are everywhere. Mm-hmm. You can't go from one area to the other unless you left a sealed area and then the next door opens after it's sealed, mm-hmm. which is what
makes sense. Yeah.
The detention center can hold up to 600 inmates.
Okay.
In early August, more than two dozen inmates seized control of one of the housing units.
Okay.
Housing Unit K on August 10th became a full-blown emergency. And we remember we talked about it when we were on the air.
Yep.
This was a maximum security housing unit. Only one inmate was supposed to be out at a time.
Okay.
And that's what was supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But things went terribly wrong on that day. There were 66 inmates in the unit. 33 of them were released by a malfunction that occurred in an old panel.
Okay.
All the doors just opened.
Oh, wow.
They just opened at one time.
That's almost like a movie scenario, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just crazy.
It is crazy. The panel controls the opening and closing of each cell door. They still don't know exactly what caused the malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
The company that installed the boards installed them in 1999 or at the beginning of 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I guess if you think about it, using those constantly.
Back and forth. I mean, it just has a wear.
Something is probably going to break, mm-hmm. although you would hope it wouldn't break in that way.
Well, no, that they'd all open up.
You'd hope, if anything, it would be hard to open them, not the other way around.
That almost sounds like a software issue or something.
Yeah.
That it's mechanical in nature, mm-hmm. but it's also some kind of a glitch of some sort.
Well, they did say, because a lot of people were saying, was this human error?
Mm-hmm.
When this incident occurred, there were two officers in there, and they were on camera.
Okay.
Both of them were walking out the door when the other doors opened.
Mm-hmm.
So we know the officers didn't have any control over it. As the stakes grew more intense, armed tactical units began flooding the streets around the 9th Street building.
Mm-hmm.
They really trashed the place. He says it's unlike anything they'd ever seen before. In the days that followed, inmates blamed what happened on expired food and poor living conditions. We talked about that on the air. One inmate told a local news station some cells didn't have working water. The toilets didn't work. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But documents that have been obtained from 19 and 2020 show the detention center passed all food inspections. And a Department of Corrections inspection report conducted just the month before shows the facilities compliant in all areas, including the examination and maintenance of security devices.
Okay.
They say they don't have a complete picture of which inmates destroyed things, because the first thing they did was destroy the security cameras.
Yes. Yeah.
And they said some of the stuff that they destroyed, they don't even know how they did it.
How about that?
The price tag for the destruction?
It was
$125,000 in taxpayer money.
Yeah. And also one of the stories that we had during that time was that the residents are partially responsible for not the maintenance, but the upkeep, keeping it clean.
They have to, they're just like you would be for any of us.
Yeah.
You're responsible for your living area, keeping it clean and neat, and are supposedly given the things that they need to
be
do
able
that.
To do that. Yeah.
They're saying that it has caused them to look at their entire security system.
Mm-hmm.
They are upgrading it.
Right.
The panels, the camera system, everything in the upcoming months. They certainly don't want this to happen again. Making the detention center safe and more secure is going to take about $2 million.
Wow.
Yikes.
Yeah.
He says they believe it's a much needed investment to prevent a repeat of what took place in August.
Sure. And if you're, let's just say you're in there and you're trying to do right to get out, you know, on good behavior or whatever, and you get thrown into this scenario, you could be injured if you don't become part of the overtake, as it were.
Right.
You know, it's just, it's a mess all the way around.
Yeah, it really is.
No doubt about it.
But that's, can you imagine being a guard and then all of a sudden all the doors open? I can't even fathom that.
Yeah, that's where you swallow your heart in your stomach.
Right.
And then it goes down to your foot.
And we're just lucky that there wasn't more human damage.
Oh, sure. You know? No doubt.
Kimberly Broom is on the way. She's going to take a look at some local stories for you. We'll catch up on the headlines in Lynchburg, Roanoke, and on the South Side. You're listening to The Morning Jam.
We'll also have Gwen Wilson from Lifestyles Location Solutions talking about how we can help relocate your elderly loved ones or friends. We'll do that coming out of the news. It's The Morning Jam. Come to the table Tuesday right here on the show.
Currently, we have 28 degrees in Lynchburg, 29 in Bedford, 30 in Roanoke, and Salem, 29 in Danville.
7:35, we'll have Gwen Wilson here in just a few minutes talking about the company she's involved with and some of the good things we were talking about during our break here, how we help elderly folks transition from maybe in their dwelling to a nursing home or wherever they decide to go. In the meantime, do a couple stories. Treasury to help citizens find missing money. Janet, I've actually done this because my brother Jim was proactive here. He says, you realize there's some money sitting in a bank account in Virginia that's got your name on it. I said, what are you talking about? He said, here's the website, go find it. Well, the city of Danville Treasurer's Office today announced they'll be hosting a virtual call event with the Virginia Department of Treasury for unclaimed property. Folks, sometimes when they sell a house, there's money in escrow, or there's maybe, as Gwen pointed out during the break, there could be a missing deed because some of these things are actual monies. Some of them are tangible things that we may have had that we didn't know are sitting somewhere. And this is a way that you can find out if you have money from an escrow account or whatever was left over, or somebody had money that opened up an account. I know my mom did that for me a number of years ago. Here's a phone number you could call if you get a pencil and paper out. You can call this number and talk to a representative at the Treasury here in Virginia, 833-302-0704. Those last four numbers are the same numbers on our text line. I'll give it to you one more time, 833-302-0704. Or you can go to this website because there is $912 million that has been paid out since this program started. The website is vamoneysearch.org. That's vamoneysearch.org, and find out if there's some monies out there that you weren't aware of that actually have your name on it, just waiting to be claimed.
Well, the South Side has a treasure coming into their retail area there. You can get a taste of Christmas past with a new vintage Christmas shop that's coming soon to the Danville area. Inspired by the shop in Walt Disney World, the Ye Old Christmas Shop will have everything from vintage Christmas houses to a missing in action nativity section for people who may have misplaced pieces. It'll be attached to the historic North Theater and is owned by world champion illusionist Wayne Allen, who also owns the theater. Allen says his plan for the area around the theater is to become an arts district. the idea of a theater and arts district. People know what it's like, and I think it's a great attraction, especially with the casino coming and with the White Mill being restored. This will be another go-to place in Danville. Allen also plans to add a secret passageway connecting the shop to the theater.
Interesting.
The shop will accept cash, checks, and IOUs. The grand opening will be the Saturday after Thanksgiving. IOUs? Wow.
I'm making an IOU right now.
That's right.
How much do I need to make an out for?
I don't know. Now I'm going to have to go and find out about it.
There you go. It is 7:38 here on the Morning Jam. It is comes at the table Tuesday. We're excited to have Gwen Wilson. She's from Lifestyle Relocation Solutions. Her company is doing some really great work, and we're also excited just to announce here that in the future you'll hear their name, because they've decided to come alongside of us and help us with our Come to the Table Tuesdays. Gwen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark.
So we were talking during the break of what you do, and you help relocate seniors, and maybe, I don't know, what's the youngest person you've relocated into a better living situation, because, you know, they're a little bit older and they're trying to get their stuff together and downsize or whatever?
Mark, we don't just work with seniors. We do some organization work for younger people. Okay. As people are becoming more proactive and they want to make their living arrangements fit their lifestyles.
Okay.
They call us in right now I'm working with someone that's in her late 30s.
Oh, wow.
And she just moved here from another area, and she wants to make sure their home fits her family's needs.
Oh, wow.
And unfortunately, she came to a house that did not have a pantry. So trying to make some arrangements and so forth. So we do other things, you know, as people start looking at how they want to use their space. But seniors are, you know, obviously our focus, and, you know, we love working with seniors and helping them make that move into senior communities or aging in place, getting, mm-hmm. you know, getting their homes where it just fits their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. I love the fact that you're not just doing seniors, because when somebody has to transition, a job comes available and they've got 90 days to move. Having that extra set of hands, eyes, and ears on the situation to help, like you say, you find out what their needs are, and you, maybe they're coming from another state and they just don't have, you know, boots on the ground, so to speak, to help them figure out what's going on into that new community that they're moving to.
Right. We're part of a larger organization called NASM, which is National Association of Senior Move Management. And we have over 1,000 businesses throughout the United States. So if they're coming from another area, even if it's a child trying to relocate their parent, mm-hmm. or like you said, a younger person trying to move, we can do it on both ends.
Okay.
You know, they may pack on one end and we may unpack on another end.
Got it. So it sounds like a very hands-on. You mentioned a statement there, or a phrase here, that I'm not familiar with, aging in place. Tell us what that means.
Aging in place is going into your area and looking at your situation. Maybe it is a elderly parent, mm-hmm. who needs to, wants to remain in their home. I think we all want to remain in our homes.
Uh-huh.
Most people don't want to move until they have to. So a lot of times when people are moving into senior communities, it's because they've, you know, recently had a health issue or something's happened. They've lost a spouse, you know, different things have happened. But being proactive, you can age in place by just arranging your home. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's about better lighting. As we age, you know, obviously, okay. our sight is not the same. So sometimes the steps start looking like the floor that you're stepping off, and it creates a tripping, you know, problem.
Right.
Or maybe it's, you know, rearranging the furniture to mm-hmm. make sure that you can accommodate wheelchairs, or putting bars in, you know, bathrooms to make sure that you can, you know, get in and out of your shower.
Sure.
You know, it's just things like that, that we have an assessment that we go through and look at all the different items in your home and around your home to better suit your needs.
And sometimes, you know, this time of life, whether you're young or older, you're trying to get a parent placed into a situation, and a lot of the logistics that go into it looks like you're involved with packing and unpacking, helping sort and downsizing, selling and donating, a lot of different tentacles to this job that you do.
Yes, there is. We'll even go as far as helping you stage your home with the things that you have in your home currently, and maybe adding a few things. We have some personal shoppers that work with us to, you know, buy some things that maybe will take what you already have and put it with a few extra things to update the look of your home when you're getting ready to sell or rent your homes. So it's very much managing the logistics.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing about it is there's no one situation. I mean, everybody has different situations that they're dealing with. Some people don't want to leave their home. Some people are adamant about that. But I know some folks that they don't even have a bedroom downstairs.
Exactly, like, especially in the homes we have in this area.
Right.
There's a lot of multi-level homes in this area, and yeah. That's why we give them a free consultation.
Right.
We will go in and talk with them, find the needs of the family, find the needs of the person in transition,
right.
And see what their needs are.
It doesn't
and how
mean there can't be
them.
A bedroom down on that level.
No,
that maybe
absolutely
that can happen.
Not. Yeah, and people are using all these spaces like we used to have the formal living room.
Oh, sure.
Now,
mm-hmm.
They're turning those into other rooms now.
Right. So it's good to be able to have, a lot of our listeners have aging parents right now, and it's really easy to kind of get into that reversed situation where the child becomes the parent again. Mm-hmm. But you got to be careful with that. It sounds like you guys are giving an option to where the parent feels more in control, and it might be easier for them to make that transition if they feel involved in the conversation.
Exactly. And a few other things is sometimes it's your families are colliding. Now that we're having children older, now you're trying to raise a family,
right.
While also your parents are aging.
Yeah.
And so, or either people didn't have children. So now they're finding themselves, they're in their, later years, and they're finding that they don't have a support system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we try to do for our clients. We try to be that support system.
Right. See, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
But that's a very valid thought.
Gwen Wilson, she's with Lifestyle Relocation Solutions. She's in the studio right now going over some of these things. If you just joined us, their website is relocatelifestyle.com. It says on your PDF that you sent me that you guys will do a free consultation. Tell us a little bit what that would look like if I decided, hey, I don't know if I want to do it, but what would a consultation look like?
Right now, we are scheduling for January, mm-hmm. The first quarter of next year, and we will come into your home. We set up a time. We will meet with the person that's thinking about relocating. We will meet with their families, if the families would like to be part of that. And what we do is we just go through and try to get to know you, try to figure out, okay, what are the needs? How can we help? And then we put together a report back to you and tell you what we think we can do for you to accomplish your goals.
So, we have the stats of how many tens of thousands of baby boomers are coming online every day to get Social Security. And that means we've got an aging, elderly, community out there. And the need is now, I think, maybe greater than it has been maybe in the last 20 years.
It's increasing each year.
Yeah.
Well, some of the things that overwhelm, I just sold a home that I had been in for 25 years. And it was overwhelming. It was one of the most stressful things mm-hmm. I've ever gone through. Well, now you've got people who've been in their homes for 25, 30, 50 years sometimes, and that's overwhelming.
It is overwhelming, especially when you're trying to take all of these things and now we call it right-sizing or downsizing mm-hmm. Into another area. It does become overwhelming, and one of the we have all types of software that helps you with some of those things. Like, mm-hmm. With parents sometimes, or, even me, everyone, we start associating our memories with things.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we don't want to get rid of the item because
right.
it has a memory.
Right.
And what we do is we can now take pictures of those, allow you to put a story with it
yeah.
and archive it so that you still have the memories, but you don't have to hold on to the things.
Right.
Well, and the other thing is, sometimes, I hate to say it, but when someone passes away, there's a lot of conflict over who gets what.
Mm, yeah.
And so there can be a lot of peace with the person, kind of saying, I want this to go to this person and this mm-hmm. to go to that, and having all that kind of already done,
sure.
it kind of takes that away. You'll even ship things to family members if there's something they want to for someone to have. You can help them donate it in places where they'd like for it to be donated. And again, it's empowering them to make their own decisions.
Yeah.
Yes, it's something really nice about being proactive. And we do have the software where we can go in and take photographs. And we can even bring everybody into a group conversation. And we list all these things with photos. And say you have three children, you can actually send it out to all three of your children, and you can say who you want to have it. Then if they can decline it, and another child can come up and say, oh, I'd like that item.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And so it allows, because sometimes, we think, oh, I'd love to give that. I think, my oldest daughter would love to have that. But in reality, the oldest daughter doesn't have any place to put it.
Exactly. And so I was going to say, this may not be that they don't want it, but they don't have room.
This allows them to be part of the conversation.
We recently, my wife and I, decided to go ahead and get our end-of-life plans taken care of at a funeral home and all that kind of stuff, and just did that this year. One of the things that provoked us to really move forward on this, number one, was my mom passed. That was a number of years ago, and we bought the book, I'm Dead Now What? What to Do When I'm Gone? There's some really good books out there that actually have some guidelines to help you fill out certain things, but we've decided to do that, and I don't want to make light of dying, but I have a few years on my wife, and she's a little younger than I am, but we're still, she's saying, look, I could go before you. But she said, we're hiring Gwen. Ask her if she handles tools and a lot of junk in a garage. Have you had those scenarios where somebody left a lot of tools and screws and they put them in Cool Whip jars and this kind of thing?
Oh, my word.
Our last job.
Okay.
It was unbelievable how many tools this person had. They were all over the walls.
Wow.
There were whole containers. The children came in and took out a U-Haul truck full of these items, and there was still a tremendous amount of items to dispose of.
So they're all gone. I still can't bid on them.
No, you can't.
Marketplace.
It's all gone.
Oh, what a wonderful thing you're offering to the mm-hmm. area. And it seems like you can turn something that can be quite negative into something very positive.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great thing. RelocateLifestyle.com is the website. And this could be helpful for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's hard. You're so personally attached. Mm-hmm. It's good to have that person
other
that can help you
there.
Reason yeah. things out.
So. info@relocatelifestyle.com is the email. For that free consultation, I'm going to give you a phone number. You could talk to Gwen or one of her associates, 434-439-8516. That's 434-439-8516. They're scheduling for the first quarter, so you want to kind of get in. You don't want to be part of that supply chain that's messing up. You want to make sure you get in and get with Gwen. Gwen, such a delight to have you in the studio. Thank you for being here, and also thank you for coming alongside of us for Come to the Table Tuesdays. That's another great thing that we're able to be part of, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And by the way, before you go, can you give us just a little snippet, because we're running a little bit late here, of your Black Friday experience? Do you have one that you care to share?
I try to avoid Black Friday at all
costs.
That's the smart answer.
I've always been into logistics, and I understand that there is no logistical way that you can maneuver Black Friday.
I have a feeling if Gwen was doing that, she would have like a little war map out.
Yes,
on there,
exactly.
With a little, like, here's the commander.
Little models, that's like right. A battleship or something.
All right, I'm going to go in here. You're going to come in on the backside.
Exactly.
I like it.
All right.
When we come back, the president got his physical,
mm-hmm.
but is he cognitively fit?
Yeah, we're going to, well, I have some audio.
What did the physical tell us?
Well,
not much.
What kind of, teeth that he has, apparently they did that.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah,
right.
Obviously.
We'll be back.
Thanks again, Gwen, for being here, and hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb. You put it on your toast and on the radio at daybreak. The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
7:56, it's the Morning Jam. Janet Rose, Mark Lamb here with you. So good to have Gwen Wilson in the studio. You definitely want to check out what they do. We were talking about it, Janet, during the break. They are providing a very much needed service, really, in our area and beyond.
And here's the thing. If you maybe you're not an older person getting ready. Maybe you're just somebody who needs help and you want to downsize.
Yeah.
Kara. And so, you know, they could help a variety of people.
Yeah.
Because it's difficult
to
even know where to start sometimes.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
So Sleepy Joe had his physical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
And so, which was good because, you know, we've been concerned.
We have.
About his health.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been the sharpest tack.
No.
In the drawer.
No, he hasn't.
The brightest crayon in the box.
Yeah. I'm waiting for a third one.
Sadly, sharpest knife in the drawer. They didn't do anything cognitively. What on earth?
This is the former doctor who actually examined the former President Trump.
Right. Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man.
He had a little pep in his step back then. Well, we hope that during Biden's first physical as president, that cognitive test actually would happen. And even Sanjay Gupta seems surprised it didn't.
I read pretty carefully through the doctor's report, and they mentioned neurological exam, but that was more in terms of testing motor strength and sensation and things like that. As far as we know, for President Biden, we didn't see any kind of test like that performed.
So there you go. They told us, you know, how his teeth are doing, you know, that he needs a root canal or something. I don't know.
Who cares? I mean, what difference does that make?
Hey, they're
six
covering
pages. Okay, six pages of information that no one cares about.
It's happening right in front of us, Janet. Like it happened for Roosevelt when we didn't know he was in a wheelchair, and for John Kennedy, who had huge back problems. There's video of them being taken out of a building on a stretcher because he was in so much back pain. But we never knew any of that.
And you know what?
They hide it great for Democrats.
Well, but here's the thing. Somebody being in a wheelchair, okay. Somebody with back issues, all right.
Yeah.
But cognitive ability?
Well, I know, but
that's not apples and apples.
I know, but the point is that they have hidden things that Democrat presidents have ailments with. Obviously, cognitive is a lot more important.
Absolutely.
But they hide it. They don't, you know, if you sneeze wrong as a Republican, or we have George Bush the first throwing up in China at some meeting that they showed that video over and over and over again.
Right.
If a Republican president gets sick, it's all over the news. It's just crazy.
Well, but here's the thing. You can hide perhaps a back issue. You can hide a wheelchair. You know, the fact that he's spending a lot of time in a wheelchair. You can't hide this.
Right.
Well, the whole world knows the man is not playing with a full deck.
Well, all they do is say, we're going to skip the cognitive test
and you know
his checkup.
People are going to assume it's even worse than they feared.
Yep.